MZQ, talk radio done right.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
I'm Major Sam Peters, Republican nominee for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. It's time to send someone to D.C. that'll fight for America first in Congress. This election cycle, don't forget, Democrats gave us massive inflation, $5 gas, millions of illegal immigrants, increased crime, lies, mandates, and silence from our federal representative. Not on my watch. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for America first. I'll bring down inflation, secure our borders, and hold our government accountable. Because enough is enough. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Congratulations to Veronica Wolf. She is headed to Meatloaf Bat Out of Hell, the musical. Oh, I'm so excited. You're going to love it. Everybody tells me it's absolutely wonderful. Coming up in our next hour, Hallie Balch, Republican National Committee, Nevada and California Communications Director, will tell us where we are 20 days from Election Day. What about Nevada? What about the People's Republic of California? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Which pill will you be forced to take on November 8th? The red or the blue? Neither is going to be good for you. I've watched these two political parties drive us into $31 trillion in debt, deficit spending, inflation, gas prices, the southern border out of control, a water and electrical crisis in our midst. How much more of this can we stand? I'm with us. I'm Barry Lindemann. I'm running for the U.S. Senate. Look for Lindemann. Vote for Lindemann. You can find me at nvsenateseat.com. Paid for by Barry Lindemann, Senate candidate.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872. celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former Vice President Mike Pence is responding to President Biden's push to make Roe v. Wade the law of the land. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After the president vowed to sign abortion rights legislation into law on next year's anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision, Pence weighed in. Writing on Twitter, he said, "I've got news for President Biden. Come January 22nd, Congress will have pro-life majorities in the House and Senate." The former vice president also said the movement will be taking the cause of the right to life to every state house in America. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There are fears Russian President Vladimir Putin's martial law clampdown in annexed Ukrainian areas could also be felt inside Russia. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a signal, the Russian leader's moves could have broad restrictions to people living in Russia. His decree states that the types of measures envisaged by martial law could be introduced there. Putin also ordered the establishment of a coordination committee to increase interactions between government agencies in dealing with the fighting in Ukraine that he continues to call a special military operation. Russian state media has reported Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov saying Putin's order doesn't anticipate the closure of Russia's borders. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British Prime Minister Liz Truss described herself as a fighter and not a quitter Wednesday as she faced down a hostile opposition and fury from her own Conservative Party over her botched economic plan. Yet the grim faces of Conservative lawmakers behind her in the House of Commons suggested that Truss faces an uphill struggle to save her job. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 100 points, the Nasdaq dropped 91, the S&P 500 lower by 24, oil up to $85.55 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is a problem, markets are volatile, and the risk of running out of money in retirement is real. That's why I love annuities, and you should too. Your financial advisor doesn't want you to know that with our annuity strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year, and when the stock market goes down, your annuity won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and you should only invest if you learn the facts. And that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to use safe, low-fee annuities to build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Nevadans are fed up with skyrocketing crime. Under Steve Sisolak's watch, theft is up, and fentanyl deaths among teenagers have doubled. Why? Sisolak tied the hands of our police, reducing penalties for dangerous criminals and drug dealers, including fentanyl traffickers. Even California has stronger penalties than Nevada now. One man has the experience to stop it. Sheriff Joe Lombardo. Lombardo will end Sisolak's soft-on-crime policies and replace them with common-sense measures focused on keeping our communities safe and violent criminals off our streets. Joe will get rid of reduced sentences for drug traffickers and burglars, eliminate leniency for career criminals, and end Sisolak's anti-police practices. Nevada needs to stop Steve Sisolak's soft-on-crime policies before it's too late. Nevada needs Sheriff Joe Lombardo as governor. Paid for by and authorized by Better Nevada PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
It's 2:04 and this is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, Democratic candidates for Nevada office have outraised and outspent their Republican counterparts in the run-up to early voting. Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak spent $12 million in the third quarter, with challenger Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo spending $1.7 million during the same period. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto raised almost $14 million in just 3 months, while GOP challenger Adam Laxalt raised $5.4 million and spent about $4.2 million of that. Early voting, of course, begins on Saturday. Former Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis will remain in custody, despite his public defender arguing that he should be released on $100,000 bail. Tellis is charged with killing Las Vegas Review-Journal investigative reporter Jeff Gehrman, who had written stories about him and the dysfunction of his office. Tellis has been confined to the Clark County Detention Center without bail since his arrest on September 7th on a murder charge in connection with the killing of Gehrman. KMZQ satellite weather, sunny and beautiful today. Look for a high of 87. It's 85 degrees right now.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
You're going to want to look out for a crash on the Southern Beltway 215 westbound at Gillespie. And that's complicating the issues there as well. We're seeing slow merging traffic as you transition from 215 west to 15 north. And it's bumper to bumper on that transition.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country, and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local for a Wednesday, a hump day. Good to have you with us. Hallie Balch is the Republican National Committee, Nevada and California Communications Director, and joins us 20 days out from Election Day. Saturday is the start of early voting. Do we know when Clark County will begin getting the mail-in ballots?
Yeah, I mean, 20 days out, and like you said, we have early voting starting on Saturday. People should be receiving their ballots shortly, and then after they've turned them in, whether they turn them in via mail or if they take them into a ballot box, you'll be able to start seeing your ballot being counted within a few days, hopefully. So we have our election integrity folks on the ground, and they will be able to start working with the Nevada State Party and all of our poll workers to kind of get a lay of the land once people start getting their ballots here pretty soon.
The RNC sued Clark County. They wanted information on the makeup of poll workers, and you didn't win, but you got what you wanted. The question is has the county delivered what they promised they would?
Yeah, I mean, that was a whole situation with Clark County that the RNC initially tried to avoid, right? Like, we don't want to get into lawsuits with unnecessary outcomes. So this was a prolonged case that took a long time to get a resolution for, and we were working offline with Clark County to try to get a resolution prior to submitting the lawsuit. And like you said, we did get what we wanted from it. I believe that we're still waiting on finalized results to understand who is making up poll workers, kind of demographics, and which party they're registered to. Because, you know, Nevada should have free and fair elections that are able to be checked on by both Republicans and Democrats. And that's kind of the job of the poll worker, is to hold the county accountable for the job that they're doing. And so that's why we had to kind of resort to that last case scenario of ultimately suing the county. But like you said, we did get what we came for. So from here on, we're looking forward to free and fair, transparent elections with Clark County.
Hallie, I got to ask you. I'm brimming with confidence. I know we still got a lot of work to do, but I can feel the earth moving under our feet, so to speak. Is that the sense you get as communications director for both the People's Republic of California and here in Nevada?
Absolutely. I mean, we've talked about it before, Kevin. There are tons of people that are exhausted by Democrats' failed leadership in both California and Nevada. I mean, we see it especially with Catherine Cortez Masto. Her approval ratings are continuously dropping. Governor Sisolak has been overall a failure when it comes to education, public safety, and inflation. And it's tough to try to side yourself with the Biden administration like Catherine Cortez Masto has. She voted with him 93% of the time. And then you have Dina Titus and Susie Lee and Stephen Horsford, and they're all voting 100% of the time with the Biden administration. And I mean, that's their agenda has been a failure. They haven't had success across the board. Inflation is at a record high for Nevadans. Crime is spiking, like I said. I think it's obvious that there's being a shift to the Republican Party, as we've seen with people re-registering their voting even. So I think people are tired of the leadership that they've seen, and they're ready for new leadership under Laxalt and Sheriff Joe.
This has been an amazing week to 10 days for Sheriff Joe Lombardo. The thing I loved was the Nevada Police Union overwhelmingly voting no confidence in Governor Sisolak. That tells you that even people that are normally on his side of the fence, they're not buying it. They're not buying it this time around.
Yeah, and I mean, we saw that even with the Latin Chamber of Commerce, the Henderson Chamber of Commerce. I mean, typically, Democrats will receive the vote of, you know, unions or even chambers of commerce from time to time. And they especially rely on the votes of the Hispanic community, the AAPI community. But Governor Sisolak especially has overlooked the votes of all of those communities. He's kind of rested on his laurels, thinking that he has enough of a pedigree or a background to get the support going into this election, and he has misjudged that completely. Those were huge pickups for Sheriff Joe with the Latin Chamber of Commerce as well as the Henderson Chamber of Commerce, and like you said, the NPU kind of jumping on board with a vote of no confidence. I think it was almost 95% of the members, I think it was 93.5, voted for that vote of no confidence. So you're seeing this shift all across the board, whether it's unions or just working class people. People are getting on board with the Republican Party because they believe that Democrats have let them down thus far.
We know that abortion is not moving the needle for Democrats. We know that nationwide. We know that here in the state. We know that inflation is you know, public enemy number one, number one on the hit list, so to speak. But beyond that, beyond those two issues, what are the coffee or the kitchen table issues that will be impacting the elections beginning on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Inflation and crime definitely are at the top of the ticket. That's what people are talking about every time we knock on doors. But I would say the next few things are probably job security and kind of regaining all those jobs that were lost during the pandemic, as well as homelessness and housing insecurity. I mean, housing prices have become unattainable across the state. And I think that those two issues, alongside the other ones, will continue to push Republicans ahead coming up to this November election.
Tell me what, and you may know this, I'm assuming you know about this, the Sit Down Steve Road Tour, which I think is just a novel approach to politics. It's putting the fun back in politics, which I absolutely love, with a special guest captain of Sam Brown. Can you talk a little bit about what Sit Down Steve Road Tour is all about?
Yeah, I mean, essentially we're just trying to highlight all the failures of Governor Sisolak, right? Even there's websites that talk about all of the scandals that he's been embroiled in. There's countless articles talking about his failures on education, on inflation, on crime. So these are just a chance to highlight kind of for all communities across the state the ways that he has failed us. And I mean, I'm sure that you've seen it now. President Obama is coming to campaign for Catherine Cortez Masto and Steve Sisolak. And so that just shows us even more that Democrats are running scared. They're nervous for the upcoming elections. They're seeing the polls and they're seeing their approval ratings drop almost weekly, it seems like. And now they're sending in the big guns, right? They're trying to make sure that they can get a little bit of positive reinforcement from a president that was much more liked than President Biden, but is not by any means the president that these two have, Ketan Cortez Masto and Steve Sisolak, have hitched their horses to. So I think just from now until the election, we are definitely working on getting out the vote and definitely working on making Nevadans understand why it is they're suffering at the gas station, at the grocery store, and tying all of those failures to the people that they belong to, and that is Steve Sisolak and Ketan Cortez Masto.
And you're saying the president is or is not coming out?
Oh, yeah, President Obama's coming out.
Oh, President Obama, okay.
Yeah, I don't think the good president is coming out.
That is fine, but no sign of President Biden or Kamala Harris, am I right?
No. President Biden made his way out to California last week, and I think that trip might have tuckered him out. So he may be done with travel for the rest of the year.
tell me what we will see from the RNC in these final 20 days when it comes to get out the vote. How is that going to work, and will they be visible on the ground over the course of the last 20 days?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have been pushing our volunteers to get out the vote from, you know, the past few months, and it's just going to kick up even more now. We have people that are still signing up to volunteer with us, people that are still bringing new members to come out and walk with them. We've been having get out the vote events across the state. We were in Las Vegas last week with some AAPI outreach with April Becker. We're going to be in Reno this week, as well as Las Vegas this weekend. So you'll definitely be seeing us on the ground. If you are getting a ton of people knocking on your door or a ton of people calling you saying, turn in your ballot, just turn in that ballot and we will leave you alone, Kevin. We won't keep knocking on your door and trying to get you to vote for our Republican candidates. But yeah, we're really excited. We have a ton of people getting out the vote and we'll just be knocking those doors and hitting the pavement until Election Day.
We have seen that Republicans are being woefully outspent here in the state of Nevada. Can you talk a little bit about money and what it's going to mean in these final 20 days? Do these candidates have enough money to get their word out over the last 20 days?
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely seen a ton of fundraising from the heavy hitters on the Democrat side. And I think that that's largely because they see their approval ratings dipping. They'll bring in these big ticket names and try to host fundraisers the last second, try to get a few more dollars in to buy a few more ads, spread a little bit more misinformation about our candidates. But overall, I mean, we see the polls, we're talking to voters, we know that their strategy isn't working, right? So TVs aren't the ones that are going to be voting on Election Day. People that we're talking to on the streets are getting out there and they're the ones that are voting. And so they can buy as many ads as they like. They can spread as much misinformation as they want. But ultimately, it comes down to us reaching out to voters, talking to them on the phone, understanding what issues they care about, and letting them know that only our Republican candidates are going to be the ones to solve those issues for them.
I know earlier, maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago, we had Emerson College polling that showed there was 11%, 12% undecided. I'm not asking for insider information, but you have access to the internal polling. Are you convinced that voters, the undecideds, are finally ready to get engaged in this election?
Definitely. I think that even just from the news that we've seen about, as we talked about before, Democrats switching to the Republican Party, NPP voters, you know, leaning toward the conservative side, I think that regardless of what polling information you have or kind of the statistics behind it, I think it's clear that, like you said before, we're seeing a shift in the dynamic of politics, and especially in Nevada where there are so many failures. And so I think that it's safe to say that those undecided voters they definitely have the information that they need to make an informed decision come Election Day, especially for voting for people that are running Republican, just because of the legacy of failure that we've seen from the Democrats in Nevada.
I want to ask you about third quarter reporting, which is just done. Sam Peters announcing in a release that he had raised the most money among Nevada Republican congressional candidates in the final quarter prior to the midterm elections. Peters raised $661,000 in the third quarter of 2022. Can you talk a little bit about his candidacy and the chances he has to unseat Stephen Horsford?
Yeah, I think overall we've seen that Horsford is a bad candidate. He claims to be a family man, and he's obviously not, as we all know. He claims to not be, you know, a spokesperson for the Biden campaign, someone that's just going to rubber stamp everything that President Biden legislates, but he's voted with him 100% of the time. So he's just not right for Nevada. He obviously has been riding his own coattails for a while, kind of remaining in power, but it's definitely time for him to move on. And I think that Sam Peters, as we've seen, has been a terrific candidate. He definitely stands with the people of Nevada. He definitely wants to fight for public safety, for equal representation in D.C. And I think that he will bring that. And regardless of, you know, funds raised or, like I talked about before, ads being put out with misinformation or kind of hate spewing on the TV, I think that Sam Peters is the guy to move us forward. And we've seen that Stephen Horsford is not.
He is a hero to me. I love Sam Peters, and I pray that he'll get across the finish line. Hallie, I know you got a lot of work to do. 20 days out, Saturday, the start of early voting. Thanks so much for spending some time with us, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a good one.
Hallie Balch, the Republican National Committee, Nevada and California Communications Director, joining us. She's working hard to get all of these candidates across the line. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky.